So we're taking a look at GarageBand from Apple on iOS, and I'm using an iPhone 4S running iOS 5.1. And GarageBand is software that will let you essentially create, arrange, play music. I am not really a musician. I have like some musical experience. I've played clarinet, cello. I played percussion a little bit in high school. But really, what I'm more familiar with is theory. Scales, notes, chords, you know, stuff like that. Intervals. So I'm not really, you know, I'm not a musician. I never claimed to be. So, you know, I'm not going to spit out a fantastic composition out of this thing. But I want to show you how somebody with very minimal musical knowledge can put together something. It won't be, you know, super fancy, but you can have fun and make things and make loops and have fun. So let's take a look at GarageBand. I am on my home screen. I'm going to tap on it right now.
Landscape. Home button to the left. GarageBand.
Okay. So you heard it say home button to the left. And what that means is hold your phone or your device so that the home button faces the left side. And that's important. Otherwise, you're going to be doing everything backwards. So right now, I'm on the main screen.
New GarageBand.
And I can make a new song.
Edit button.
I can edit a song.
Selected. Sort projects.
I can sort by date or name.
Liam's basic 16.
And then I only have one song, which is my basic 16-bar song, which I posted up on SoundCloud. Garage. You may have seen it. I'm not sure. So we're going to go ahead and create a new song.
Use iCloud. Switch button.
And
on.
It's asking me if I want to use iCloud. Yes, I do.
iTunes.
I can also copy from iTunes if I so choose.
Copy from.
Which I don't. This doesn't need to happen.
New song.
So we're going to tap new song. And right away.
My songs. Button.
We're in a menu that has two options. We have my songs.
Instruments.
And instruments. And so I'm going to go and I'm going to just, let's go through the instruments we have.
Keyboard. Play an on-screen keyboard with piano, organ, and synth sounds. Scroll left or smart guitar. Strum an on-screen guitar to play chords,
okay.
Notes,
what it,
or grooves.
I cut it off, but what it said was scroll left or right to hear or to change instruments. And you actually scroll with three fingers. So let's see. There's our smart guitar.
Smart keyboard. Tap chords to create keyboard grooves. Smart bass. Tap strings to
smart
play bass lines
bass.
And grooves. Page 1 of 1. Center of screen.
There we go.
Smart strings. Tap
smart
to play
strings.
Orchestral or solo string parts.
Now, those are the new ones. I guess the orchestral stuff is new. We won't be looking at that this time.
Smart drums. Place drums on a grid to create beats.
Okay, smart drums.
Sampler. Record a sound, then play it with the on-screen music keyboard. Audio recorder. Record your voice or any sound. Guitar amp. Plug in your guitar and play through classic amps and stomp boxes.
Of course, to do that, you need a like something like an iRig.
Drums. Tap on drums to create a beat.
And finally, we have drums. So we're going to start with the smart drums.
Smart bass. Tap string. Page 1 of 1. Center of screen. Smart strings. Tap to play orchestral. Smart drums.
There's
play
my
drums
smart
on a grid
drums.
To create beats.
So we're going to start with those. Okay, so smart drums it is.
Menu. Button.
And smart drums essentially let you take little icons. And you can put them out on a grid.
Hip-hop drum machine.
And right now it wants to use the hip-hop drum machine. We can change our...
Sound chooser.
We can change what we use. And by that, we tap on menu at the top left corner of the screen.
Done. Button.
And
selected.
We have
hip-hop drum
a hip-hop
machine.
Drum machine.
Classic drum machine.
Classic.
House drum machine.
House.
Classic studio kit.
Classic studio kit.
Vintage kit.
Vintage kit.
Live rock kit.
And live rock kit.
Classic studio.
We're going to use the classic studio kit for this.
Menu button.
Okay. Now, on the bottom right region of the screen, I have all these things. I have toms,
snare,
kick. I'm going to start with my kick, so I'm going
to
double tap and hold it. And as I move around this grid,
very loud.
You're going to hear it. As I move up and down, you'll hear it say the volume.
Somewhat loud.
So loud, somewhat loud.
Somewhat soft.
Soft.
Loud.
So very we'll low, do very loud. Very complex, and then as I complex, move to the left and right, complex. That will change how complex or not complex the pattern is.
Very loud. Loud. Simplest.
I just very need simple. A simple, simple kick drum.
Very loud.
And I want that very loud, so I'm going to let it go. And there's my kick. Excellent. It's very simple. It's all I need.
Tom.
So I'm going to go find my snare.
Cymbals.
These are little icons. They're sometimes hard to find.
Snare.
There's off my grid. Snare.
Double tap and hold. Then and drag on grid. Loud. Very complex. Somewhat complex. Very loud.
Okay, so now I've just added in a snare.
Tambourine.
I'm going to take...
Double tap and hold.
Maybe some tambourine.
Very complex.
And I'm...
Very loud.
I'm all about the tambourine, so let's very go...
Very most complex.
Let's try most complex. Ooh, I'm digging that. Now...
Tambourine.
I could really go for that being louder.
Very loud.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so there we go. There's my tambourine. What else could we use here?
Shaker. Off grid.
Let's use some congas.
Double tap and hold on grid. Very complex. Somewhat complex. Somewhat loud. Very loud.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going to bring those down a little bit.
Cymbals. Up.
Where are my congas?
Congas. On grid.
Yeah, you guys are going to come down loud. Just a little bit.
Somewhat loud.
There we go. Now, let's see what else can we throw in here.
Toms. Off grid.
Maybe some toms.
Double tap on somewhat complex. Somewhat simple.
We'll
somewhat
do
loud.
Somewhat
loud.
Simple. Alright. Do I need any cymbals?
Shaker.
Maybe let's try some cymbals, see how our cymbals. We don't need hi hats because we have the tambourine.
Very complex. Somewhat simple. Somewhat loud.
Alright, so there's our very simple drum beat that we set up with smart drums by just dragging things around a grid. So now
play button.
We need to record that drum beat. And in order to do that, we're going to hit record. And what that will do is that will start playing the drum beat that we have right
random
now.
Pattern.
And I need to
selected. Preview.
There we go.
Preview.
I'll just stop this for a minute. So that will record 8 bars. And in a GarageBand song, by the way, if I've called it Rock Band, sorry, I think I've been calling it that every once in a while. So in GarageBand, each song has one or more sections that are various lengths. So by default, the song has one section that's 8 bars long, and a bar is a beat.
Rewind. Play button.
So like right now we're at 110 beats per minute, as you hear. That's our metronome, and each of those ticks is a beat, and each one of those beats makes up what's called four of those beats makes up what's called a bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2. So your higher pitched wood block is to let you know that's the first beat of the bar or measure if that's how you've learned it. Again, a lot of it's theory and it's not super important to know, but it is kind of nice when knowing how long your song is going to be. So 8 of these is a section by default, and that's what we have right here. And we just have one section, and it's at 110 beats per minute, which is, I don't know if it's super important to know, but obviously if you're more into creating stuff, you do want to know how fast your song is going to be. So we're going to leave it at 110 beats per minute. I'm good with the speed that it's at. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hit
record.
And it's going to give us a four count, a four beat count. and it's going to play through the drums that we have, and it's going to play the eight measures or the eight bars, and that will record it, and we'll have a track that's our drum track. So let's do it.
Off grid.
All right.
On grid.
So I think we're done.
Play.
I don't know what that was about. That was kind of weird.
Play button. Play.
Let's see what happened here.
Rewind button.
Off grid. I guess it was done. So there was my eight bars.
Play button. Play button. On grid.
I'm getting a little confused here.
Rewind button. Off grid. Rewind.
Anyways, I should
play
have my eight
button.
Bars. Three, four. Huh.
Play button.
I'm gonna re-record
Rewind.
These.
Button. Off grid. Jam
just
session.
Just in case.
But record button.
Two, three, four. Huh.
Play button.
Something's going on with my drums. Now I
Cancel.
Can shake to I'm
undo
gonna
record
undo
smart drum pattern. Undo.
Undo.
Play button. Record button.
Let's see here.
Rewind.
Can I hit
rewind?
Rewind. Go to the beginning.
Play.
Let's
record.
Try recording
button.
One more time. Three, four. There it goes. Two. Three. Four. Five.
Play button.
Six. Seven. Eight. All right.
Rewind button.
Let's
rewind.
Hit rewind.
Play button.
And there's our drum beat. All right, so we're all set. I don't
rewind
know what was going
button.
On the first time.
Rewind.
These things happen. All right, so now we're going to go make another track.
Record. Jam session.
We've got
button.
Our...
Rewind. Track.
We've got
button.
Our drums down, so let's put
Perform.
Some bass.
Menu button.
And, one interesting thing is that I'm having trouble when I want to erase a track. So I tried to record this whole podcast earlier and I couldn't. So I'm hoping that we'll not have this issue now.
Selected. Selected. Mixer.
So I'm going to add a track. And this track is going to be...
Place drums on a grid to create
beats. We have smart drums.
Record a sound.
Don't need a sampler.
Play it with the on-screen smart bass.
Smart bass. That's what I want. I want smart bass. And my
Menu
smart bass...
Button. Bass guitar, chords.
So, I have a four string bass, and you've got different. You have different chord progressions that you can use.
Play.
One thing that you have, which is really nice.
Record. Jam session.
And
button.
We're going
instrument
to go
settings.
To instrument
button.
Settings to look at it. Is
Selected.
You have what are called
autoplay. Adjustable. One.
And so we can set.
Three. Four.
We have four different ones to choose from. I wish we had more patterns, but we only get four. And so I'm going to set autoplay
Play.
To
button.
Four. Record.
Jam session. Button. Selected. Instrument
and
setting.
I'm gonna
instrument
tap
setting.
That button again to get that to go away.
Bass guitar.
As you guys see, we can build our bass patterns just by pushing one button here. So I like this, what I'm hitting the different notes. So I'm going to go with that. Okay, so I'm going to go D to A flat to F to G.
Play.
All right,
button,
so
rewind,
let's
button,
rewind.
Play.
I'm
bass
make
guitar.
Sure I've got...
Chords.
Okay, I do.
Play. Button.
We can play along if we want.
Stop.
So I've got it figured out.
Rewind,
all right,
rewind,
I'm good.
Button. Rewind. Bass guitar. Chords.
Okay.
Play. Button. Record. Button.
Here we go. Let's record it.
Play button.
Oh, whoa, 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 stop. We're gonna have to undo that recording. I messed it up anyways.
Alert.
There we go.
Undo, cancel. Undo recording. Undo.
I messed up on a couple of the notes.
Play, bass guitar, chords.
There. There. All right, so.
Play button.
All right, let's try recording this one more time.
Record button. Stop. Rewind.
All right.
Rewind. Play button.
There's my beat. Very nice. Perfect. Well, it's sort of perfect. There's an extra
bass
C
guitar,
note.
Chords.
Okay, okay, okay. There is an extra...
Rewind button.
There's a wrong note, but we'll deal with it, because like I said, it's not supposed to be perfect. So we've got our bass, we've got our...
Rewind. Menu.
Our drums. Let's, how about some guitar?
Liverpool. Button.
What do we got for guitar?
Instruments. Myself.
Let's make a new track, huh? Let's see. New track.
Garage Band. Heading. New. Edit. Selected. Name. My song. Button.
Okay, my song.
My song.
Yeah, that one C note's gonna bug
Rewind.
Me, but I don't want to deal with it.
Record. Button.
And I think there's a way to edit the notes. And maybe I'll look into that later. But you know what? It'll do.
Play.
That'll button. Do, Pig. That'll do.
Record. Button.
Okay. So let's go to tracks.
Button. Perform.
And let's go...
Smart drums. Starting at bar 1. Beat 1.
I don't need a new track.
Selected.
So we're going
mixer
to
control. Add track.
Add track.
Smart bass. Tap string, smart keyboard.
Where's
tap chords to create
guitar?
Smart guitar.
There it is.
Strum and on-screen guitar.
Now, smart guitar is kind of cool.
Button. Guitar. Chords.
You also have, your six strings. And you also have a thing up here that you can tap. So, well, anyways, I don't want to go with this guitar, and I'm going to use the autoplay anyways,
Rewind.
But as you can see, you do
Rewind.
Have the ability
play.
To do that.
Record. Button. Jam session.
But we're
Button.
Going
Instrument
to... We're going to try the autoplay because I'm lazy today.
Tracks, rewind, play, rewind, track, menu, button.
And I don't know if I should use the, maybe I should use a different guitar. What other guitars we got?
My song, instruments, acoustic.
Okay, button. We have, right now we're using acoustic. It's not going to fit this song.
Sound, Sound chooser. Done. Selected. Classic clean.
We have a classic clean.
Sound chooser. Done. Select classic hard rock.
Hard rock.
Roots rock.
And a roots rock. Let's try the hard rock because I'm into that kind of thing.
Menu.
Okay.
Autoplay. Off. Adjustable.
Oh.
One. Play. Jam session. Selected. Instrument
settings.
Let's check it
instrument out.
Settings. Guitar. Chords.
So, we could do like a rock thing.
We will play button.
Ah. So anyways. Wouldn't help if I could
play.
Well, anyways, I'm not really digging that riff.
Guitar, chords.
So let's kind of check out the other auto plays.
Jam session. But instrument settings. Button. Selected. Instrument set auto play. 1, 2.
Ooh. That's a very basic, like a strum. I like that. I could see us using that.
Robo flanger, stomp box, off.
Button. Oh, and we can. Cool.
Robo flanger, autoplay, 4. Rope, vintage drive, stomp box, off. Button, vintage. Vintage drive, master timeline, soft playback head, settings, selected. Instrument set. Instrument setting. Guitar. Chords.
Let me try a different guitar. I'm not really feeling menu, that guitar. Menu. I don't want to make it too heavy.
My song, instruments.
Let's check
rock.
Out like the roots guitar.
Done. Acoustic class, roots rock.
I'm kind of digging this roots guitar.
Menu, guitar, chords.
Boy, that sounds like a crappy guitar.
Play, record, jam session, button.
Let's check out what other
guitar, chords, jam session, instrument settings.
Let's check
button.
Out our
selected,
autoplay options.
4, adjust, 3. 2. 1.
Oof.
2.
I don't know, man. It's a record, tough choice.
Button. Jam session. Selected. Instrument set. Guitar. Chords.
I think I'm going to just go with the electric
menu,
guitar and
button.
Say the hell with it. Let's go with the hard rock guitar. Why not?
Instruments. Roots rock.
We could rock out a little bit. Why not, guys?
Classic clean.
All right, we're going to go with the...
Hard rock.
Hard rock guitar. Oh, we can, no, let's clean. Try the classic clean. We haven't looked at that yet.
Guitar, chords. Play button. Stop button. Stop. Right. Rewind button. Rewind. Play button.
Ah, well.
Play button.
I don't know.
Jam session button.
Let me check out the
guitar,
other chord. Licks that we've got.
Instrument settings button. Select autoplay. 4. Blue echo. Stomp box. Off button. Blue echo. Heavenly chorus. Stomp box. Heaven. Autoplay. 4. Adjust. 3. 2. One.
Man, I don't like any of these, but
jam session button.
I'm gonna give this one a try. Button.
Instrument settings, guitar, chords.
All right, let's go with it.
Guitar, chords. Rewind, button.
Let's Rewind. Give it a try.
Guitar, chords.
They have much more
Record
smaller
button.
Strings than the oh.
Record. Play.
They button. Have much smaller strings than the
Rewind. But rewind.
Bass does.
Guitar. Chords. Play. Button. Record. Button. Play Ooh. Button, stop button, rewind, record button, guitar, chords.
Okay.
Record button.
No!
Record, play button, stop button, rewind.
Oh man. You see, this is hard to record.
Record but guitar, chords. Record.
All right.
Record. Button. Guitar. Chords.
I think we can do it.
Record. Button. Play. Button. Stop.
Here's a tip, by the way.
Rewind.
Tap your guitar area once on your count in.
Play. Button. Stop. Button. Rewind.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Record button. Stop button. Rewind. Record button. play button.
Got it. All right. Excellent. So here's our song. We're just going to check it out.
Rewind. Play button. Stop.
Oh, let's rewind.
Rewind. Rewind.
Okay. Play. Here you go. Button. Here's our song. So there's our song. I thought maybe it needed something else. I'm really undecided at this point. I've put down an organ track. There's nothing on it.
Menu.
I kind of, you know, I stopped the recording and was messing to see if I could think of anything, and I couldn't. So for right now, our song is three parts. You know.
Rewind.
So let's just hear it one more time. It's very simple. So there's our song. Now, I'm like menu. I said, I'm not really pleased with it, but this is just a podcast, so we're going to let it go.
Classic rock. My songs.
I'm going to share this now on SoundCloud, so to show you how easy that is to do.
Edit.
So we're going to click edit.
Liam's.
We're going to find, oh, I need to
Liam's
name this song too,
song.
Don't I?
Edit name.
All right, so let's flick down once and
text
choose edit name.
Is editing.
We're going to call
song.
It
L. Delete.
Podcast song.
Capital M. Space. Dictate.
Podcast song.
It's N. Text field
sure.
Is editing. Podcast song. G. G.
Excellent. So dictation got it.
Delete. Delete.
And
done.
We're gonna
delete. Done.
Click done.
Share. Dimmed. Button. Duplicate. Delete. Sync. Dimmed. Done. Selected. Name. Podcast song. Button. Double language.
I just want to make sure it's spelled there, right?
Actions. Characters. Capital P O D C A F T space S O N G.
Yeah, podcast song. Okay.
Select.
So
done.
We're gonna
button. Sync. Delete. Duplicate.
Share that up to.
Sync. Done. Button. Selected. Sort projects. Name. Podcast song. So done. Sync. Delete. Duplicate. Share. Button.
To SoundCloud. So we have some options here for sharing.
Cancel.
We can.
Button. Share song. Facebook.
Facebook.
YouTube.
YouTube.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
iMovie.
iMovie.
Share song via.
Then we can.
iTunes.
iTunes it.
Mail.
And mail it. So
SoundCloud. YouTube.
We're gonna
SoundCloud
it.
Share
just
song.
You know.
Can't share song. Continue.
Make it easy.
Button. Share as. Podcast song. Text field.
So it's called podcast song.
Continue.
And we're going
to
click continue.
Share song. Visibility.
Now, I'm already set up on SoundCloud. So when you first do this, you have to sign in with SoundCloud. I've already done that.
Selected. Public.
So it's public.
Permissions. Selected. Allow downloads.
SoundCloud. Everyone can
select
download
quality.
It.
Low quality. Medium. Selected.
All right.
Highest
we're
going to
use the highest quality.
Do not upload copyrighted material for which you don't own the rights or have permission
yeah,
from the
yeah,
owner.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign out. Button. Account. Line. Terms of use.
Now, we can't set a description back. Or anything here.
Shares. Share. Button visibility share, button.
Which is okay. So I'm gonna upload it right now. It's gonna
share song, exporting.
Export it, then it'll upload it, and then we can check it out.
Uploading.
And then this will be done, and I can podcast this, and
alert.
It'll be good. Oh,
podcast
there we go.
Podcast song published. Visit.
So now I
Telefriend.
Can
close. Televisit.
Listen.
Button.
So we can launch the page.
Portrait. Safari.
And it launches Safari.
Web page loaded. Avatars. Play. NUO3WXU60.17. Share. But NUO3W. Play. Avatar. 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 1 minute. Link. Podcast song. Hit. Lion Irvin.
Podcast. Right, so there's my podcast
play
song.
Button.
So let's play.
Play. Like. Created with. Zero.
And that's my song.
Play.
So
button.
It's just 8 bars, very basic. I'd like to do some additional podcasts on GarageBand, and I'm not sure what we'll do yet, but I'm thinking about, you know, we're going to enhance the song, add some more sections, you know, do some more stuff with it. I don't know. I haven't decided. But anyways, that's just a rough idea of how somebody who really doesn't have musical talent can create a little song. And like I said, it's not much, but you can have fun with this. Imagine that was just 45 minutes. Imagine what I could do with just hours, you know, and really sit down and have some fun. So again, there's GarageBand for you. Thanks for listening, and I'm out of here.